Well, The Guardian today is launching a 3-day series looking at the Labour Party and asking a very simple question, really, which is can they and how will they win the next general election? And we're kicking it off with an interview with Gordon Brown. Now, naturally, most of the interview focused on his preparations for the G20 summit that he'll be hosting in London on the 2nd of April, because Gordon Brown, all his focus is on that. He believes that the world financial crisis is the gravest we've had since the 1930s. And unless we get that right, you can't move on and do anything else. And there's a very interesting point in there because some ministers are saying, look, we're slightly concerned that Gordon Brown is focusing too much on the world financial crisis. He talks about how we need a new financial regulatory framework. He talks about more money for the IMF. He talks about a new financial world order, a world order. And ministers say, well, that's fine, but what does that mean to somebody who's losing their house and losing their job? And Gordon Brown is really coming back and saying, well, actually, this is very relevant to the domestic agenda. It's very relevant to the next general election, because he's saying that this is the moment for progressive politicians. It's only progressive politicians who believe in regulation who are those that would have the answer. And I, he would say, have the answer for the next general election, in contrast to those who are not progressive politicians. David Cameron, who in the past obviously, of course, believed in deregulation.
The election is going to be just over a year, probably, after the G20 summit. Do you think that Gordon Brown's got a clear strategy of how he's going to turn around Labour's pretty disastrous looking poll ratings between now and then?
Well, I think that he's pretty honest about how difficult it's going to be, and that 20 days after the G20 summit on the 2nd of April, you'll have the budget, and it's pretty clear that Alistair Darling is going to have to revise down his economic forecasts, which means that public spending is going to be even tighter. In the pre-budget report back in November, the Chancellor said that he expected growth to pick up by the end of June. I think that is now widely regarded as being for the birds, and that will then become reality. He'll have to revise down his spending plans in the budget in April. What that means is that obviously it'll be very tight on public services, but what Gordon Brown will be saying is, yes, we will be having to slow the rate of growth in public services, but the Tories, if we let them loose, well, they would slow it even further, because, of course, David Cameron has said that he would be cutting spending in all areas apart from schools, hospital, defence and international development. And that is allowing Gordon Brown really to reprise the argument that he put forward in the last two elections, 01 and 05, which is that if you vote Conservative, you get cuts in vital public services. That's a more difficult argument to make this time, because obviously both sides will be slowing the spending. It's just that the Tories will do it a little bit more. But Gordon Brown knows that he can't simply, because we're not in 2005, go into the next election with a similar argument. So he will also be saying, well, actually, in these challenging times, we need to do public services in a different way. And one of the big things he talks about in his interview with us today is how public services need to be much more tailored to the individual. So that means more preventative healthcare, it means tuition for children who struggle at school, and it means crime maps, people being able to go onto the internet to see where hotspots are in their locality.